You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to an episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. And today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 to get 20% off your next order. It is Monday, March the 22nd in the year 2021, and it's unfortunate neither you nor I thought or expected the Ohio State Buckeye basketball season to be over this soon. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeyes. Lined up for today in segment two, we're going to pinpoint some mistakes that went wrong on Friday afternoon. Segment three, we're going to talk about some ways that we can enjoy the rest of the tournament. We begin today's show talking about just the instant reaction, immediate reaction, some quick thoughts that I had at the end of Saturday's game. You heard the shows here on the podcast leading up to Friday's game, the start of the NC2A tournament. You heard my interview with Miss Kelly Hines of Tulsa World. You heard different podcasts. I'm sure you listened to different podcasts. You may have listened to 92.3 in Cleveland, 97.1 FM in Columbus. You may have listened to all the shows on ESPN, FS1, CBS Sports Network, CBS Sports HQ, all the shows, watch things on YouTube. You may have been going above and beyond getting your bracket knowledge before the start of this year's tournament. And I am sure you could talk to anybody out there, anybody, any bracketologist, anyone that covers college basketball on a national landscape. I don't think anybody expected the outcome of this game. However, a lot of people will say that Max A. Smith and Kevin O'Banner, they can hoop. I mean, those are just those are hoopers. I mean, those are guys that step on a basketball court that are just hoopers. Well, that's what those two guys are. They step on a court, doesn't matter who they're playing, they hoop. They play basketball very well, consistently at a high level, and we witnessed that on Friday. O'Banner, 30 points. A. Smith, 29 points. O'Banner shot, 9 of 21. A. Smith shot, 10 of 24. You think about two guys that shoot like that, that they're not shooting at a high clip, at a higher rate, you would expect for Ohio State to be the aggressor, to be the ones that are going above and beyond defensively to cause some type of confusion for these two players. Didn't really happen. You saw early on, first couple plays of the game, maybe in first play of the game, A. Smith cuts to the basket right at the middle, gets a pass, layup, goes to the other end. You're thinking, wow, I know it's early, but that looked way too easy. And I'm sure you may have heard that defensively, the Oral Roberts Golden Eagles aren't that hot of a defensive team. It sure looked like they're better than they're a decent defensive team on Friday, because they were giving Ohio State some fits, so many fits. Not the best times that Ohio State did go into overtime, but lost by three to the Golden Eagles. The Buckeyes basketball season, it's over. In a year in Ohio State where Ohio State, man, going into the season, you're wondering and you're asking yourself, how do they play basketball and make a deep tournament run? Who is going to step up? Who is going to be there? Who's going to emerge as a star? Who's going to be the second guy that you can rely on in crucial points in time in the game? You've heard me here before. To make a deep tournament run, you need an elite guard. Ohio State does not have that. But even myself did not expect this outcome. It's not fun. It's not enjoyable. It's not something we want to talk about. And looking back and seeing how Ohio State played against Oral Roberts, about how so many different times you could get the ebbs and flow, the ups and down of the game, almost the roller coaster effect, the up and down, almost how a graph, you're in school, maybe just how you're charting different things that happen. There's an upward trend, a little steady, then a downward trend. Then up, goes back up, a little steady, then goes back down. Well, you can follow that trend in a basketball game, and I am sure many of you will see and sense that something is off or was off during that game. Max Asmus, yeah, shooting percentage was not great, but Ohio State could not stop the basketball from those two gentlemen from going in the hoop. The law firm of Asmus and O'Banner, I've been calling in that since over the weekend. I'm going to continue that right now here on the podcast. O'Banner, 30 points. Asmus, 29 points. If you were to tell me going to a game, if Ohio State had two guys, if the opponents of Ohio State had 59 points, the best two players, the others had 16, and the others weren't really doing that much as far as scoring, putting the ball in the basket, do you think Ohio State would win the game? Yes. Why? Because Ohio State has too much offense, has too many weapons, has too many guys that can score the basketball. But there were some times that they were struggling to put the ball in the basket. Junior had 18 points, had 18 points and 10 rebounds. E.J. Liddell had 23 points and 14 rebounds. But one too many times, well, not enough times, Ohio State did not go in the paint, did not exploit or take advantage of the lack of size that Oral Roberts had or has. And even Miss Kelly Hines mentioned on Friday here on the podcast, it's almost like a blueprint. If you go inside, yeah, they can score. They're lethal. They're amazing. But if you go inside, they can't stop you. Well, Ohio State did not go inside enough. Down the stretch, there were crucial mistakes. There were too many turnovers. And Ohio State was on the outside of this tournament, looking in, watching to see the Ohio Bobcats, if anybody else in the Big Ten can move on. At the time of this recording, there's only three Big Ten teams left. The team up north, Iowa, and Maryland. Will they go on? Will they continue? We'll have to wait and see. But this tournament has not been the best for Big Ten basketball teams. We're going to step away very quickly. When we come back, we're going to pinpoint some mistakes. Some that happened during the game, and some that happened before the season. But first, check this out. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence for when it's time to perform. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part is all done online. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code LOCKEDON at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code LOCKEDON to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. Bet online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. Bet online has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's even free to sign up. Head to BetOnline.ag on your computer or mobile device, and make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON when you sign up to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Once again, head to BetOnline.ag on your computer or your mobile device, and make sure when you sign up, you put in promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the new Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski hosts or updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. If this is your first time listening or watching Locked On Buckeyes, I want to say welcome. Or if it's your first time in a long time listening to the podcast, I want to say welcome back. Make sure you subscribe to Locked On Buckeyes or tune into WKYC.com every single day to watch the latest episode of Locked On Buckeyes. Locked On Buckeyes drops a fresh new episode for you every Monday through Friday. And those of you watching, maybe you could tell by the sound of my voice, if you're listening via the podcast like you consistently do. Different microphone, trying something different out. The old one is still here, but I like this one a whole lot better. The look is more me, able to keep my headphones on to monitor my vocals, my volume. If I get louder, or if I get too soft, I can monitor things like that a whole lot better with this mic versus my other one. So I'm going to try some things out. This thing sticks. Perfect. It will move from being my travel microphone to being like assistant mic that I use here on the podcast every single day. The Buckeyes in the basketball game, they were not hot at times. At times, you thought, hey, yeah, move forward. You guys got this. You guys can come back from this. You come back from deficits before. You can come back from this deficit right now. But guard a good, strong run. Who is it going to be? It's a question I was asking previously. It's a question I was asking during the game. Will Junior step up? Will CJ Walker step up? Will somebody else step up as a guard that I'm not expecting? Or will you go inside down low to EJ Liddell? I don't know. During the game, I was asking myself, who's going to step up? Who's going to be the closer? Who's going to be the one you can rely on? Who's going to make a defensive stop? I was kind of questioning and kind of wondering why the Seth Towns substitution came in at it, when it did in the final minutes of regulation. I said, yes, Seth Towns, he can hit shots, but he's not your most lethal three-point shooter. He has some size, a little bit taller, but sometimes he's on the court, it's not the ideal thing, especially with him not having the consistent minutes in that game. I was thinking to myself, well, Seth Towns, questionable call, was kind of scratching my head, but hey, Holtman, you're the coach, we're going to ride with what you do. I almost seemed also too little, too late. Ohio State in this game, defense was a calling card. And finding ways to combat what the double teams are going down to EJ Liddell. Things that EJ Liddell had seen all year long and the defense that had been lacking during moments during the season was an issue once again. These are things that should be worked on early in the season. This won't be more of a recap of the game in this next few minutes, but more just kind of recapping what we witnessed and what we watched this season. Ohio State early in the season, their defense was a question mark. Who's going to be a leader was a question mark. And who's going to be their lead guard? Kind of my formula for what you need to make a deep tournament run. Well, you got the answer as far as who the leader was going to be, or star, best player. EJ Liddell was going to be that guy. CJ Walker stepped up as a leader, and we witnessed and we saw his maturity when he went down with his injury. Said, coach, let these guys keep running. Let these guys roll. I'll come off the bench. Don't want to mess up the chemistry. Perfect. Phenomenal. Maturity there. And honestly, it worked consistently very well. It only didn't work when Justin Arns did not hit his shot consistently. Now you noticed if he's not hitting his three, he can be at times a liability. There we go. He can be at times a liability if he's not hitting his three-point shots consistently. And then also the defense. The defense had been at question all year long, and that has not changed at all. Not early on, not in the middle, not towards the end of the season, and absolutely not in the tournament. The defense had not – it gotten better. There were improvements. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be all negative, Debbie Downer, all that kind of stuff today. I'm just trying to keep it real. The defense of Ohio State has been a problem. It was a problem, and it continued to be a problem all year long. And at times when you saw the perimeter defense of Ohio State getting better, you didn't take into account how you would combat or how you would attack a team that's two lethal scorers. Also, might I add, Oral Roberts had three guys play over 40 minutes. O'Banner played 45. A-Smith played 45. Thompson played 42. And Juergens played, Thompson played 44. And Juergens played 42. So you have a team, go back to the game on Saturday. You have a team that's playing consistently, playing a lot of minutes, coming off a Summit League tournament where these guys also played a lot of minutes, and they seem like they're more fresh. They seem like they're more rejuvenated, like they're more driven. They seem like they're the ones that are pressing the gas, the accelerator, that are in the driver's seat, and you're playing catch up. Oh no! It may be a close game, a close tight knit game. You may even have a slight lead, but you're not consistently. You're not confident in what you're doing. And going forward, you saw no answer for A-Smith, no answer for O'Banner. So before the season, during the season, defense was a question mark. Still a question mark at the end of the season. The leader, E.J. Liddell. What guard is going to step up in big moments and make big plays? Junior has done that. And I was critical of Junior early in the season because I had a feeling he could be really good at basketball. But I did know consistently relying on him. To me, that was a question mark. That was a problem. That was something that I could not do myself at all. And we see, there are still times, even in those moments when he's making good plays, if that look is not in his eye, look at determination, the look at you can't stop me. I don't care who's defending me. I don't care if it's Franz Wagner. I don't care if it's Daryl Morsell of Maryland. You can't stop me. If he has that look in his eye, that's a different Junior. That's a different cat. That's a different guy. And that guy right there, that's the guy I want in my corner. But I don't think you can rely on him in games consistently. And we saw that. The defense had been a question mark. There was a question mark on Friday afternoon. Leadership, we got that. Who can rely on late? Still a question mark. Sometimes some people step up. But there's not that one guy that you need in college basketball that you can rely on to step up in crucial moments. Ohio State basketball season is over. We will continue this conversation throughout the week. But before we do that, we got to step away very quickly. When we come back, we will talk about how we can enjoy the rest of the college basketball season, the rest of the tournament. I am sure many of you don't want to watch the tournament anymore, but trust me, there's a lot of good basketball to be played. But before we get to that, got a quick word from Built Bar. We have been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is the amazing low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now is the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. Today's matchup is coconut versus birthday cake. Two really good sounding protein bars from Built Bar. You can say, Jay, coconut's not good. Well, it surely sounds like when you're making that statement, you haven't had coconut, the coconut flavor that is made by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com or to bar_built on Twitter. Remember to use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. And check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. The NFL draft is weeks away. It's time to start following our Locked On NFL Draft duo. The Draft Dudes podcast watches every prospect so that you don't have to. In the Locked On NFL Draft podcast is your daily draft news and mock draft podcast. Follow Locked On NFL Draft and Draft Dudes on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcast. March Madness, it's here. Three full days have been completed, and there's been a lot of madness out there. My time of year. I like watching basketball, as you guys know. I like watching the competitive nature, the competitive teams. I like watching the upsets. We had Abilene Christian beat Texas on Saturday night. We had Oral Roberts not only beat the Buckeyes, but they also beat the Florida Gators, and they are moving to the Sweet 16 for the first time in school history. Some of you may have been Bobcats at Ohio, and They won a matchup as well. Then also, North Texas did knock off those pesky Purdue Boilermakers. I expected more from Purdue this year, but that did not happen this season in this tournament. This is the first time four teams seeded 13 or worse have reached the round of 32. Watch these games. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. Watch these basketball games. Consistently sit down at home if you can. Some of you, I'm sure, could go out to bars and be out there with friends. Enjoy time watching basketball. I'm sure many of you early in the season, just like myself, you did not expect the Ohio State basketball team to be this good. You were expecting, oh, maybe a tournament berth, but you weren't expecting anything longer than a first round or second round loss. However, they did play well in the season. Didn't do that now. They're out. You can still enjoy this tournament. Why? This only comes around once a year. And with what happened last year, the tournament being canceled, you don't know when the next time this is going to come around. Sure hope it never gets canceled ever again in your lifetime or in my lifetime or ever again in anybody's lifetime. Keep the tournament going. March Madness is here. I am sure your bracket might be like mine. You thought that your bracket was busted, was burst. Ohio State's out. I had Ohio State in my Elite Eight. I'm down two Elite Eight teams and one Final Four team and the Illinois Fighting Illini. I also had them in the national championship game, as you guys know, when I was on with Adam Jardy. Well, that's out as well. I'm in a few different bracket challenges, one for my very own podcast, and I'm still in the top five for some of them. One of them in third place. Another, I'm in like 50 plus because, you know, there's a lot of people in there, and your boy's bracket's okay. Well, against a small group of people. But against the masses, that's not my thing. Enjoy this time of year because I guarantee I have a feeling there's going to be one or two more upsets coming up in this year's tournament. Not one or two, but more than that because, well, it's that time of year. And for today's games, we have Oregon against Iowa, Luka Garza, Bohannon, Joe Wieskamp, those McCaffrey boys represent the Big Ten. If any of you are Big Ten homers, especially in basketball, watch these games. I understand the Big Ten is 6-6 in this year's tournament. Not too hot, not very sexy, not very good. In the regular season, people said, oh, the Big Ten tournament, it's good, it's deep, it's elite, got nine teams in. Yeah, that's great. That's amazing. But what do you do when you get there? Iowa's still playing. 12:10 Eastern time on CBS. A lot of you will be at work. Some of you may have taken the day off because of the abnormal days that the tournament is being played this year. Whatever you got to do, I encourage you, thoroughly encourage you, to find a way to watch or follow that game. Oklahoma and Gonzaga. Gonzaga put the hurting, I believe it was on Norfolk State on Saturday evening. Gonzaga's good. Really good. If you just want to watch good basketball with future pros, get behind Gonzaga. They play Oklahoma today. Abilene Christian plays UCLA. UCLA beat Michigan State in a play-in game. Ohio, 6:10 Eastern on TNT. Many of you will be off of work. Be there. Sit down. Relax. Get your drink. Get something to eat. Get your popcorn ready because Ohio might find their way in the Sweet 16 as a 13 seed. LSU versus the team up north. In my bracket, I have the team up north winning this game. I still believe they'll win this game. But many of you are hoping LSU changes and proves Jay wrong and says, ooh, beat them, and ride them. This is a way you can enjoy the rest of the tournament, watching your rival lose before they're expected to lose. Go right there, watch that. Colorado versus Florida State. You got Maryland and Alabama. You also have USC and Kansas. A lot of future pros, a lot of elite coaches, a lot of teams here that you may not have watched in the regular season, but you sit down and you watch basketball, like, wait, wow, there's a lot of good basketball being played in this year's tournament. A lot of good basketball, a lot of upsets, a lot of stars that are emerging. Max Asemus is moving on, and I encourage everyone listening to this right now, get behind those Golden Eagles. There's no better team to root for than the one that knocked you out because, hey, you know that team is good. We want to see them go all the way because we can at least say our team lost to the national champion. Not saying they're going to win that, but it'll be an amazing, amazing story. Thank you guys so much for listening to Locked On Buckeyes. You guys can always follow me on Twitter at jsteven07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Remember, guys, 5-star reviews. Fill up the review section on Apple with 5-star reviews. New mic, headphones on. The flow, I could tell, was different. I am excited to be back behind the microphone that I have loved for so long. And I'm excited to continue this trend throughout this week and throughout the offseason with you here on Locked On Buckeyes. Tomorrow, the plan is to have Corey Thompson from the Scarlet and Great podcast on with us, talking about the Buckeye basketball season. Football Wednesday is back this Wednesday. On Thursday, going to analyze some things about Chris Holtmann. I know a lot of you are very critical of the head coach at Ohio State. I'm going to analyze some things, not just this year from him, but also throughout the year, his coaching career as well. And then also Friday's plan, still up in the air, to be determined. But trust me, want to have a lot of fun when that day comes.